Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by a couple of dudes, like Cole.
Hello.
And Will.
Hello, friends.
Today we're going to talk about some Randy-ass shit. Not a lot of news going on right now, but so we're going to talk about... Actually, Pikmin 3 was announced on the Switch, so we'll talk about that and possibly Pikmin 4. I don't think we have talked about Pikmin 4 on the podcast before.
I think we mentioned it, like, when you and I first started this podcast, because remember Miyamoto came out and said he was in early development.
Yeah, but haven't heard anything about it yet.
We also talked about how much we wanted it to come out. I remember doing that. Yep. And we're like, where is it?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that and other random shit that we can think of, and we'll also talk about our new monthly contest that we're going to start this week.
Very exciting.
It's called What's That Game? And we'll talk about that and all that more coming up right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk about, I think, Nintendo, because we were bitching. We just did the Patreon segment and we talked a lot about Nintendo. So, why don't we... slam Nintendo. No, I'm kidding. Why don't we talk about what the fuck Nintendo's plan is, because there's been no games this year.
That's the weird thing, because last year they came out and said right off the bat that they weren't going to compete and they were going to prepare for next year. Well, we're halfway through we're more than halfway through the year of the next year, and I haven't seen anything significant from Nintendo.
Yeah, they seem to be... Like, they announced Pikmin 3 Deluxe, which we'll talk about in a sec, but more porting of stuff than anything this year.
They're pulling the movie industry. Lots of remakes and reboots.
Oh, wait. We do have Pokemon Snap, the new one, but I don't know if that's this year. It didn't even have a release date, did it?
No, but... okay, actually, let's talk about how Nintendo totally listens to this podcast, because, like, for the past three podcasts, we've talked about Pikmin... And, like, where the fuck is Pikmin 4 Nintendo? And then they're like, good point. And then they, like, release this Pikmin 3 Deluxe thing. They're like, hey, yeah, we hear you, Video Games Now.
I'm just on the game store for it now. Do you see how much Pikmin 3 Deluxe is going for, price-wise?
I have on this article that I have opened that it's going for $60, which is probably American.
That is American. It's $79.99, baby.
Seriously? Oh my god. I was thinking it would be like $69, but $79 is $20 more.
Well, I mean, are we surprised? They're charging fucking $80 for the deluxe version of Mario Kart for the Switch, which came out on Wii U, so...
Yeah, I don't know, like, this is a game I played quite a bit back in the day, and I do want to play it again, but is it worth that $80 price tag?
I'm gonna say yes. Like, I got that game for free with the Wii U. I can't remember what game I bought. I think I bought Wind Waker HD or something. And then it came with a thing. It's like you can download one of three of these games for free, and Pikmin 3 was one of those. I don't know. The other ones were like not even fucking worth it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll try Pikmin 3.
You're lucky. I got karaoke.
Did you? That was the one. That was one option, and you picked that over Pikmin 3. What's wrong with you?
I didn't get a choice. It was at the store, right? And it was, I can't remember. I think I got there late, so you could only pick one of these four games, right?
Yeah.
And the only thing left by the time I got there was a fucking karaoke.
Well, I can tell you that I've probably put more time into this game in terms of it being free than any paid game, other than maybe Odyssey because it's super long. But I've played this game a lot.
Is Pikmin 3?
Yeah, like I played... Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say my... I love Pikmin. Like, Pikmin is, like, one of my shits. Like, I'm all about it. And I love just the... In the first game, you collect all of the parts of the ship. So you get these, like, ship parts that you're collecting, and you kind of get to see how your ship builds as you're doing it. And then in Pikmin 2, you're collecting money to save your company, the Hologot, whatever the company's called.
Holodrum or something? Yeah.
Yeah, and then... So you get to see the money that you're collecting and then, like, all these really cool things. But in the third one, you're collecting food for your planet, which is really interesting, but there's only fruit. And I was kind of disappointed. I was like, I wish there was more than just fruit, you know? Like, I like the things that you find, like, the bits that... I thought it was cool, like, when you find a piece of fruit, it fills a little jar. And then when you get a different type of fruit, it fills the jar. And if you get, like, two different fruit colors, it, like, makes, a, like, this cool kind of color. Like, I thought that was really cool and interesting, but I just wish there was more than just fruit.
Yeah, yeah, like, that would be really cool if there was, like, a carrot and you had to throw, like, 15 yellow Pikmin on it to dig it up out of the ground and get the carrot back to the thing.
Yeah, like, fruits, vegetables, like, anything. Like, there could be so many, like, plastic cheese wrappers or something. I don't know, I like the kind of the things that you would find for the money and for your spaceship, but, like, food and fruit is kind of... I think what they did with it was cool, but I wish there was more to it. So I hope in Pikmin 4, the things that you collect are kind of cool. And even the story-wise, like, I mean, the story makes... They're so tight, right? Because, like, first is Olimar crashes, and he's got to fix a ship, and then they've got to get the money, and then the food. Like, I wonder what direction they're going to go in if they do 4.
Well, someone's crashing on a planet because that's kind of the whole premise, right?
Shindig of yeah.
But serious question: what do Pikmin eat? Because they bring the food back to your ship, and then they don't get any.
I think they're plant based. They sunlight. They're photosynthesis.
They just stick their little toes in the ground and absorb moisture from the soil. I don't know.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that works.
They sit in there and they absorb the sunlight, turn it into energy, and. Bada bing, bada boom.
All right, for all your science knowledge, come to the Video Games Now podcast every Tuesday. Yeah. All right. so
we know absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we're science guys, kind of.
We know how plants work.
I'm a computer guy. I don't know about science. All right, so Pikmin 3 Deluxe lands on Nintendo Switch on October 30th, which I was saying to Will jokingly when you weren't here, Cole, was it's after when my kid's born, so that's a little unfair.
Yeah, right. You're going to be. I just got back right when you said that, but I agree. You're going to be all, you know, you're going to be a father rather than playing Pikmin 3. So pick your priorities and play some Pikmin 3.
We'll be
the good friends. We'll send you lots of videos.
Yeah, thanks.
Just say no. Stay home and play video games.
Yeah.
No, look after your kids. Say no.
That'll be the next year. It'll be like, I can't play. I have a kid. Yeah,
or what's that? There's that Nick Frost interview when they're talking about Gary Oldman doing the voices for Call of Duty, and then Nick Frost is like, "Oh, I know Call of Duty. Like, do you still play? No, not when you're a parent, because you know you don't have time to go upstairs for 6 hours and shoot people."
Yeah.
Oh, I love Nick Frost.
So good, so relatable.
I remember somebody was interviewing Gary Oldman about Call of Duty too. I don't know if it was the same interview or whatever. He's like, "What's it like voicing in Call of Duty?" He's like, "Well, there's a lot of yelling."
Yeah, that's the Graham Norton one when he's like, he's there with, who is it, Keith or Sutherland, and he's like, man, I haven't yelled that much since I was married.
Yeah. Yeah. Which he's right. It's just like nonsensical yelling. But anyways, so at the far reaches of space lies a mysterious, okay, blah, blah, we don't need a description of Pikmin 3.
No, does it say, is there online co-op? I was trying to find it out, because we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, because all the Pikmin have really good co-op, and, like, they have, like, the versus system. The versus system was fun, where, like, I think that was in Pikmin 2, where one of you is Louie and one of you is Olimar, and one starts with blue Pikmin and one with red Pikmin, and it's almost like an arena, and you gotta collect, whoever can collect the most wins.
Yeah.
But your Pikmin can, like, fight other people's Pikmin. Like, that was really fun, or even the one where you're working together to try to collect everything. Pikmin's got a solid multiplayer that nobody talks about or played unless you, like, had a little brother or sister that was playing with you.
Okay, so this is all I found on multiplayer here. So it says, for seasoned players who are ready to deploy their Pikmin plucking skills in some new challenges, Pikmin 3 Deluxe adds new side story missions featuring Olimar and Louie exploring planet PNF-404. And for a bit of friendly Pikmin fling fun, there is even head-to-head multiplayer matches available in Bingo Battle. What I want, I think I said this in the last podcast, was so there's the missions where you have 8 minutes to collect all the fruit and defeat all the enemies and bring them back to your ship. On one mission you might have 12 minutes. It's based off the map, but you have to try to clear that mission as fast as possible, and that was a lot of fun to me, but fucking it's hard. Because, first to start, I don't think it shows you the whole map, and you can select whatever character you want to play as, go to the map, and then select where they want them to go and click go here, and then they go on their own, and you can play as another character and kind of accomplish stuff that way. But if the map hasn't been explored yet, you can't do that. You can only go here to places that you've been to before. Mm-hmm. So that's hard for the missions, because first you have to get... you have to explore the map so that other players or other characters can start automatically walking to places and stuff. So anyways, long story short, if you have two people on co-op, which you could do on the Wii U version with split screen co-op, that really speeds up some stuff, and you could probably get some good world records on clearing those stages.
Is there a world record for Pikmin stage there, clearing?
Yeah, there's leaderboards.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the best time, and never. Like, there's definitely people glitching. Like, these are glitch world records for sure. I have to watch.
How do you glitch on a GameCube game? I mean, I guess you can glitch on any game, but...
I watched the speedrun world record for the Pikmin games for the story, because I want to get the world record, like, but everyone's using glitches, right? All the people who are doing world record stuff, they're using glitches. Like, they're glitching through the map and shit. I'm like, fucking, okay.
I mean, that's different, like, speedrunning. If you want to do, like, what's it called?
A glitch list.
Yeah, you know, like a real-time trial. Sorry, I just yawned.
Yeah, that was awkward. All right. but yeah, no, I wish they split it up between glitch lists and not. As soon as it's like, well, I mean, how does the game know when you glitch? That's the whole fucking point, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess most of those world records and racing and stuff, a lot of the time the people are streaming.
Yeah.
So you'd almost have to stream it in order for it to count or be eligible for voting for or seeing the actual time, how it played out.
Glitchless speed run. I'm actually looking up right now what the fastest time is for Pikmin3speedrun.com. Because I want to... Oops, the site's under a lot of pressure right now. Please check back later. Well, all right then.
Everybody's Googling this. Everybody listening to the Video Games Now podcast is trying to Google it right now.
Yeah. But yeah, Pikmin 100%, 46 pick. Oh yeah, that's the other thing too, is people are doing speedruns with this, or challenges with this, what's it called? With this game in the story mode, using only a certain amount of Pikmin. So someone did a 100% run with only 46 Pikmin, and it took them 10 days.
Damn. That's interesting.
That's pretty impressive.
That's insane.
That's pretty impressive.
That's a good record, though. Yeah. That's something, like, you know, you want to pay attention to.
Yeah, totally. So the any percent speed run is 49 minutes. That's the former world record. I don't know what the clone.
That's like falling through the map right to the end.
Pretty much. Well, but
46 minutes?
49 minutes. But the interesting thing about Pikmin is everything is instanced, right? Like, you can't just... like, Ocarina of Time, everything is connected with loading zones, right? But so if you can get the right numeric combination for the loading zones, you can go right to the end of the game. But in this game, each day is and each day in map is separate from everything else, right? So it's you can't just like lift one rock and fucking shoot a thing in a specific spot and warp to the end of the game. Like, it doesn't work like that.
It does work actually a little bit with the collision. Because some people, you know, like, if you find something that'll bounce you back, some people find ways of like exploiting that. Like, I saw a guy use that for I think it was a Dark Souls 3 speed run, and he beat the whole game in 16 minutes.
Oh, yeah? Shit.
Yeah, because he went to, like, the edge of the map where you can't really go anymore.
Yep.
And then when he jumped in, like, multiple times, it like, pushed him so far and then bounced him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, he almost died. He had to have full health and, like, a whole bunch of healing potions, but it, like, bounced him all the way to the end.
Huh.
So there is ways of, like, getting around using, like, collision. Hey, we do it in Halo as well, remember?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so I'm just reading. So I think the fastest time somebody's ever done Pikmin 3 glitchless, and glitch, and this is what I was talking about with you can't skip ahead to the end of the game. So what they do in the glitched form is they'll glitch through, beat the boss, and then as soon as they're done the boss, they'll end the day and go to the next day quickly. As soon as they have the, what's it called, the cell phone or whatever the fuck that you have to get. You have to get the cell phone and whatever transmission device on each mission to expand your range on your ship so you can go to the next levels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as soon as they get that, they end the day and they go to the next day. They don't, like, collect extra fruit or whatever. But the people with without glitches, like, do you need to do that? Like, or sorry, you take the whole day. Like, because I'm doing as fast as possible. The first level I did in one day, which was fucking tough. Like, I just finished. Like, I just got the cell phone on before the day ended. But I had to leave the boss body and the big fruit and all that behind because I wasn't going to make it, right? So, but yeah.
And it stays there, doesn't it?
Yeah. It stays there. And what was I going to say? Then the second day, I had to do in 2 days. It was, like, pretty well impossible for me to do in one day. Because, like I was saying before, the whole map wasn't explored, so I couldn't, like, switch back and forth between the two players. And yeah, so that was kind of annoying. But yeah, this is super fun, and that's why I like Pikmin 3. Is like your management skills and all that come into play, and that's kind of like my strongest trait at work is my management and organizational skills.
Yep,
you organize a podcast.
Yeah,
I run a podcast.
If you like a desk job in a video game, Pikmin's the game for you.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So going back to the multiplayer. Like I said, I like the missions, and the bingo I never really played or got into. Maybe I'll check that out more now before the Pikmin 3 Deluxe comes out.
I play the bingo a little bit. It's pretty fun.
What is it?
It's like you get like a bingo card, but it's just like fruit or enemies that you have to kill. So it's like first one to collect everything on their bingo card to get a bingo, like all the way across or up and down, you know, like bingo, you have to get a row.
Yeah.
Either diagonally up or down. So if you get like all the middle ones, like if you get like a strawberry, a Bulbax, freaking thing of grapes and this and that, and you get all five in a row, then you win. But you might have the same as somebody else. So you're trying to get a row of five and somebody else is, and they defeat the ball bear before you do. And they drop it off, and now you're boned, so you have to try to go on a different path or find a way to recover.
Oh, so you're in the same zone. You're on the same map then?
Yeah, you're on the same map, and then you and somebody else has to collect all of your items first or get a line first, and you're competing against that other person to try to get it off first.
Cool. Yeah. Well, so how about every time you come into the map, is it random where all the things spawn, or is it the same every time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's random.
That's nice. Keeping it fresh. Cool. I got excited and here it is. Okay. So like we said, it's gonna be $60 game US and it's reminding me that the Nintendo Switch has parental controls because Pikmin is so bad.
And you're gonna have a kid soon, so you gotta make sure he's not playing those sexy games on
dude.
The Switch.
He'll be beside me and I'll be playing fucking Warzone or something.
Son, this is how your generation is going to survive.
Yeah, pretty much.
If the world keeps going the way it is, you're going to be doing this in real life.
Oh,
you're going to teach the kid to rage.
Cole, so I saw an article just before you came on. It said Trump banned TikTok and WeChat. Are video games next? And I'm like, can you fucking imagine the fucking kickback from that?
If Trump cancels video games?
It would be, like, banned video games, because, yeah. Like, could you fucking imagine? That'd just be... That would basically take the riot to, like, the next level.
It would be, like, Australia, but in America.
All the gun-toting geeks.
Yeah. We need them video games. We need our Call of Duty.
Great. Yeah. We need that. If you're not going to give us Call of Duty, we'll give you the real Call of Duty. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're going to be playing The Purge in the streets.
Oh, man. It'd be a goddamn fire sale.
Oh, so. God, I'm listening. Sorry, I had to look up Trump because I wanted to find that article. And it says President Trump is lobbying the South Dakota governor. Add me to Mount Rushmore.
Damn.
I think if he got added to Mount Rushmore, it would, like, it's no longer, like, a tourist site.
His ego is so, like, it's beyond comprehension now. So, anyways.
It's scary.
Anyways.
We need video games where, like, you're against Trump.
He'd ban him.
You know, like, he should be the Call of Duty villain.
Like how they had Kit Harington in the... Or Kevin Spacey in it?
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, he was... I was actually... it wasn't my favorite Call of Duty, but he played a good villain. Like he always does, right? So,
I mean, because he's a good villain in real life, too.
Yeah, well, we can skip over a couple of his things there, but yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot... Oh, go ahead, Brody.
Oh, I was
going to change the subject a little bit.
So was I. So what do you got?
I'm also eating sushi. You go.
Okay, so going back, reeling us our political shit in, Nintendo, what do you think they have under wraps? Because, like we were saying in the beginning, like they haven't really released anything this year other than Paper Mario and like the Pokemon expansions.
Well, we know they have... oh, no. My brain just went dead after Cole said sushi. I was like, oh, man, that sounds really good. Samus.
Metroid Prime 4.
Metroid 4, because they announced that, what, 3 years ago with just the title screen? Or 4 years ago?
I totally forgot about that, actually.
Yeah. We have yet to see a trailer, anything. The only thing we've seen for, like, 2 years was, like, that title screen that's just... Metroid 4 and the music.
They just let us know that they pulled it off the shelf.
Yeah. We also know they do have Breath of the Wild 2.
Well, yeah, of course. I think that'll get released 2022.
I think even further, actually.
Oh, yeah? No, I don't think it's that long.
They take longer to make their games.
Well, what's it called? Breath of the Wild came out in 2017, so... Which God, fucking... I can't believe how long ago that was.
I know. That's why I was like 2017. I'm like looking at the calendar
like
on the
4 years ago.
Computer right now. And it's 2020. I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh.
So the Switch has been out for 3 years now.
Christ.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was one of the first games I got for my Switch. Because I got it for Wii U and then for the Switch. Damn.
I think that was the only game I got at first. It was the launch title.
Yeah.
Huh.
They have Pokemon Unite. Did you guys see that on the Pokemon Direct? The Pokemon Unite game?
Is that the mobile one, or...?
No, it's the one where... It's kind of like Dota or League of Legends, where
you have your
base on each side, and then you pick 5 Pokemon heroes, and you go out in the bush and you fight wild Pokemon to level up your heroes, and then you have a time limit, like 20 minutes or something, and then at the end of the 20 minutes, all of the Pokemon on each side... have to battle each other, and then depending on how strong you got your Pokemon depends on the battle at the end. So it actually looks super fun. When I first saw the trailer for it, I was like, I don't really know about it. And then the guys who were doing the direct played a game of it, and I was like, okay, this actually looks really cool. I definitely think I want to pick it up when it comes out.
I do vaguely remember it. So, and I'm a fan of League of Legends and Dota and all that. I just could never play it because I always got like,
oh dude, going... it's such a competitive game. There's no casual, like you can't do it casually, which sucks because it's a super fun like game to just sit down and play, but it's so
everyone takes it way too serious. Like you make one mistake or something and then you just get freaking blasted.
Yeah, it's a game you have to like, you're not allowed to play any other games if you play it. You got to focus on
Could you imagine if like there's a version of Pokemon like Pokemon Unites like that, and now you have like all these little kids, but then you have like these diehard Pokemon fans like our age that are just like completely trashing them,
just going hard? I feel like there is a level of balance to it. It's not quite that same because like you have your 5 Pokemon. So like the one example, they had Charmander, and then there's a bunch of the stages are kind of different, but there's like EVs out in the wild. So you only know like Ember, so you go out with your Charmander and you fight the Pokemon, and then when you level up, you get Flamethrower or Flame Wheel, and then evolve to Charmeleon and Charmander. So like, or Charizard. So like, it's not quite as like, you're more doing it on your own rather than in Dota and League of Legends. You're in the mid or you're in the bottom, and you have to defend and strategize in order to do it. But this is kind of like how you do your time management. And you're like, how much time you're spending on each Pokemon to level it up, and which areas of the map you're going to.
Yeah, so, yeah. I see that right now. I'm just looking it up. It's also coming out on Android and iOS. So this is the mobile game.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah. It is a mobile. I thought it was...
It is on Switch as well. I'm just saying, like, this. I forgot it was on Switch. I just remembered it seeing the iOS symbol and, like, the Android.
And I think, like, when you defeat a Pokemon in the wilderness, you catch it, and then you have to bring it back to your base or bring it to, like, little token stations around. And then if you bring the Pokemon to, like, the enemy's base, or, like, you sneak past the enemy, then you get more points or you level up in a different type of point. So yeah, it seemed like it seemed really fun. It seemed like they put a lot of good work into it to make it unique but also a familiar game style.
Yeah, it says here players will start each game controlling an unevolved low level Pokemon, which can increase its level and gain access to new combat moves as it wins in battle. So just like you said, type effectiveness and that's a common feature in Pokemon games will be absent from Pokemon Unite. So that's kind of interesting though.
Yeah.
So you won't have your type advantage.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that because, like, if you start with your Charizard and somebody else starts with Blastoise, I mean, are you automatically already at a disadvantage? So
that's a horrible disadvantage. Can you just imagine your Charizard getting hit with, like, Hydro Pump?
Yeah, Dunskies. Or even, like, a Venusaur. I really hope they add a lot of Pokemon into it. They have, Pokemon Tournament? That Pokemon, like, TD tournament,
the token tournament or whatever.
Yeah, that would, like, seem like a really fun
fighting game.
Yeah, it seemed like a super fun fighting game, but there's an okay roster, but I was like, man, you could, like, there's over 900 Pokemon. add some more.
Yeah,
so I hope in Unite
got repetitive happen. Though
well yeah. Not only that, you got decimated by anybody who plays fighting games
online.
For real.
Yeah,
there's some monsters out there. Speaking of fighting games, they started to release the Super Smash Brothers Fighter DLC number 2. Did you guys see that?
I didn't, but go on.
So the way the Super Smash Brothers DLC works is that you can either buy each character individually or the whole pack, and they released the newest fighter for pack 2 is an ARMS character from the game ARMS.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mimi from ARMS is the one. They said they were trying to decide which character that they should take. Should they take, like, the flagship character, the young guy, the red guy with the blue hair, or, like, a fan favorite or something? And then they went with Mimi. I watched a whole video on why they picked her, and it was quite interesting. But that's our first character in the new DLC.
Is it because there's too many male characters in the fucking game?
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
They have to kind of even it out a bit.
If that is a reason, they didn't talk about it in the video. And they released a cute little release trailer for it where they're, like, eating at a... Captain Falcon and Pikachu are eating at a, like, a sushi restaurant or a noodle restaurant, and she's, like, the server, kind of, like, hidden in the background of all the characters. But yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, they were starving for female characters that they just made one... with Marth and gave him a vagina and called it fucking Lucina.
Yeah.
Rough. I was talking to my buddy about that, and I was like, when you play as Marth, he does... And they were like, wait, Marth's a guy? He's like, I swear Marth was a girl. Yeah, but my experience with playing the game ARMS was at Rodney's birthday party a few years ago when Rodney ordered a video game truck to come to his house.
That wasn't his birthday party.
Oh, that was his bachelor party. Yeah, it was his bachelor party. And he drank so many Bellinis, and we were inside the video game truck, and we were playing ARMS. And then Rodney just runs out of the truck and just projectile vomits Bellini.
That was because of me, though. That wasn't the Bellini, dude. Don't you remember what I gave Rodney?
No, what'd you give him?
Rodney, you remember?
How could I forget?
I gave him a 20-year-old scotch. Didn't go so well with him, though.
Yeah, Roddy can't handle the scotches.
I can't handle the real adult alcohol type things, yeah.
So when this new character comes out, all I'm going to think of is Rodney's Bellini barfs.
That'll be your final smash. Just
that'll be it. 20-year-old scotch, you just chug the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like a Splatoon character, but instead of paint, it's just scotch and Bellinis.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm on Nintendo's website right now, and I found out that in my account I have 10 notifications. I'm like, but anyways, one of them is Mario Kart North American Open Invitation.
Tournament.
So, tournament, yeah. So it's August 14th to 16th. And it says, go online and preview. You can tear up the track in Mario Kart. I guess all those fucking like when you do time trials online and people are just glitching around the map. It's like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess I can't do that now, fuckers. Anyways, it says top players can win 25. That was quiet there for a second. 2,500 gold points. That's fucking not worth it.
Actually, no, that's nothing.
Yeah, I have 3,088. Gold coins in my fucking account, so I'm gonna go to my Nintendo and see what I can actually buy with that.
I have like 500, so I'd like to get tossed 25.
I liked their previous Nintendo rewards before they did the upgrade, changed it. Do you remember the Nintendo rewards program?
I remember never taking advantage of it, even though I have so many Nintendo games that I could have easily done something with it.
Yeah.
I gave my girlfriend a lot of the codes back in the day when with my ex, and she actually got, they had a solid gold Mario statue.
Well, I'm looking for that now. They don't have shit like that.
No, it, last time I checked their store for like the gold points, I saw like a bandana and a towel.
Oh yeah,
like the same one they gave us at PAX.
That girl sounds perfect for you, Will. I think she's into my solid gold Mario collectibles. I'm like, that's Will through and through. Any girls out there listening that are into collectibles and strapping
games,
young lads?
But she also liked a lot of money.
As most women do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't buy $80 games and
and you anything.
Take you out for
Oh, like her favorite restaurant was like the Keg, man. And like Olive Garden,
yeah.
it got pricey, and she wanted to follow up with like a movie theater after that. Like,
and you're like, are you catching? Are you taking some of this hit?
She broke up with me, but I'm gonna say she saved me a lot of money in the long run.
Nah, that's too bad. I mean, people have I've got a lot of friends who are, they have price or what's the word? Higher tastes of
yeah.
But well, say no, still looking stay for home and play Mrs. video games. Wright.
I'm still looking.
Oh, boys, fuck. Gold points are awarded based on 5% of the amount you pay, so when you buy stuff on the eShop. So I have 3,000.
That's stupid.
I have 3,000. 5%. So, how would I figure out what 3,000 is 5% of? Help.
Math. 5%? 3,000, 5% of? Question mark?
I guess I would do 3,000... times 1.95. So no, that's not right. That's not right.
Yeah, remember in high school when they taught you this stuff, and then you grew up and didn't remember anything from high school?
I forget long division, but they also told me that I never have a calculator in my pocket, which was a fucking lie.
What is 3,000? Oh yeah, that's right. You're never gonna have a calculator in your pocket. Now we do. What is 3,005%? Of what is 5% of 3,000? No, other way around. 5% of 3,000 is,
I don't know, fuck, forget it. Okay, anyways, so that's a lot. 5%, actually no, I should know this, I should be able to figure this out, because just times it by 2, 6,000, so that can't be right. But it says one gold point is 1 cent Canadian. So,
So if a game costs like $80,
yeah,
nowadays,
so it's $30,
and you're getting 5% of that,
yeah. So that's
5%. What's 80? 5% of 80.
$4.
$4.
For all that's your fucking math
trash. Like they should give you like 10% or what, or even 20. Like their previous thing was so much better. Like every time you bought a game, you looked into like the case and it had a code.
Yeah.
That code gave you not even a point. It just gave you. Actually, I think it did give you points. I don't remember, man.
Yeah,
but it was better than what it is now.
Yeah, what can you get with your points, Rodney? Tell us.
Well, you can transfer them into eShop, like money, like actual money to eShop. So, so I have $3,000. I have $3,000. Yeah, so I have $30 of credit essentially, which buys you like not even a fucking game because they're all $80.
You can get Minecraft.
Yeah,
you can get Minecraft Dungeons. Stardew Valley. I'm looking up games that are less than $30.
Look at it, Cole looking out for you.
You can get 1/3 of Pikmin.
Yeah. I can get Tetris 99. Do they have any
actual like rewards though? Like, you know, like a statue or a stuffed animal?
Well, digital stuff. Your points. I have 60 platinum points. That's got to be worth like a full game per coin. Right?
We'll see.
A full game per coin?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
That would be nice, but it's not happening. Anyways, no, I was seeing, like, you can get, like, wallpapers and shit like that. I'm like, oh, who fucking cares? I'll just find a fucking cooler one on Google Images and just use that. Not that I do. Pretty much all my computers just have, like, the default desktop background, because I'm boring.
I have movies. I got my favorite movies as my backgrounds.
But anyways, going back to Nintendo's like fucking plan for things. Nintendo Switch lineup, Nintendo Switch online service. So we did talk about the dock, the 4K dock that could possibly be coming out. I don't know if they've even actually announced that or not.
I think that is one thing they're gonna need if they want to stay relevant with the next gen consoles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Switch is a great console, and it can rival the Xbox Series X and the PS5,
mm-hmm.
but it has to have more power behind it. That's the only issue I see of them, because they're going to lose out on a lot of cross-platform games.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm just going through the games list here. New releases. What has just come up for the Switch? We know nothing, basically. This is going to be the shortest list of all time.
It's going to be like indie stuff. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Catherine Fullbody. Wasn't that cross-platform, though?
It might have been. Sounds familiar. Captain Fullbody. God, that would be my superhero name.
Dude, totally. Yeah, there's not really any first-party games out other than Paper Mario, like we said before. Wait,
hold up, a little off-topic, but Fullbody, was that Full Metal?
No, Full... Full Metal, you're thinking Full Metal Jacket or
no? Full Metal Alchemist, wasn't there a guy full body?
No, there. I'm watching.
I've only seen the first season of Full Metal Alchemist, and that was a long time ago.
Seriously, Cole, you're a disappointment.
Yeah, you need to fucking stop.
I'm trying to catch up. Okay, I'm trying to get through My Hero Academia. I'm watching a lot of anime right now, but get off my back. Frig off.
Literally watching Full Metal Alchemist right now, like not literally, but. Like in my free time.
You're literally watching it right now. You're like not paying attention, just watching.
Was that you yesterday who suggested filming me and trying to do a stress test on me?
No, that wasn't me, but that would be really funny.
Like I'm like doing the podcast plus playing music plus like.
Oh yeah, that was me. Okay, yeah. So Rodney has been playing the piano and he has a Mario sheet music and he was playing dun, 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 on the piano, but he was struggling just a little bit, so it was just a little bit off. So we thought it would be hilarious if Rodney played all of the background music for one of the podcasts,
and then him actually like, too much.
Trying to concentrate and play the music in the background at the same time would be really funny.
Well, playing the piano already is a fucking strenuous task, especially when you're reading sheet music, because it's like you got to read two separate staffs at the same time while getting your fucking fingers doing the thing and then following a. Yeah, it's hard.
But then you'd have to be only able to play with one hand because the other hand would be on the computer.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be tough. Yeah, no, I don't get stressed out very often. Like, I like use stress as like a motivation to like get everything done. So, yeah, I don't know. Could work out. Could be fun. I don't want to do it though.
I want you to do it though.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to.
So again, back to Nintendo. We keep going off topic and talking about like me.
No, I'm trying to find right now. I'm like Nintendo 2020 rumor. See what we can get. Yeah. Here we go. We got a Nintendo Direct. August. Oh, there might be an August Nintendo Direct rumored.
Well, fuck.
Well, here we go. Like, I remember I said, like, where have they been? So, well, it's August now. Let's see what happens.
The thing I want the most is, when is Pokemon Snap coming out? I want that release date.
Yeah, which better be in this Direct. I think this Direct's going to surprise us. Like I said, or like you said, Will, like, we haven't heard anything, and we don't
they
even
need
have
holiday games. That's the biggest thing, or they're gonna literally be left behind when the new consoles come out, and even not even the new consoles. There's Cyberpunk, right? So, like,
yeah.
People that don't even upgrade to like the Series X, they're still gonna be able to play that on Xbox One and PS4 and PC. Like, if the Switch has nothing, their Christmas sales are gonna be
yeah. So you know, at the bottom of the articles, they always have like questionable articles that you kind of want to click on, but you never do.
Yep.
Yeah. So I clicked on one. It was female cosplays that went too far.
that could be a good one though.
Yeah. These ones are pretty good though. Anyways, yeah. So oh my god, this girl played the like bucktooth lady from Futurama. Yeah, okay. Oh. Alright, anyways.
That's funny.
This is a little off topic.
This is a conversation for not on the podcast. But, yeah, so...
Stay tuned for the next one for Patreons only. We'll be talking cosplay.
But since we're kind of struggling to stay on Nintendo, why don't we do our game show thing? So, our game show is called Guess That Game.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That was funny.
So Cole has the game that we're going to guess. So the way it's going to work here, so go to our website, videogamesnow.ca/podcast, and we are going to have a little giveaway thing there. So you got to type in the answer, and if you get the answer right, you're going to be entered into the draw. So we're going to do a draw for a game gift card of your choice. So it could be Xbox, it could be Steam, it could be whatever you want. Just let us know what you want if you win. But so each week we'll give you guys a new question that you got to answer. And every time you get it right, you get entered into the draw. So you can be entered up to 4 times. Patrons, you get entered in for free. So if you want to just skip the whole shenanigans of doing this whole contest, you can just become a Patreon. You get in for free for all 4 weeks. And okay, so Cole's going to give a description of a game, and it's going to be super generic, and you guys have to guess what the game is. And
I'll give you a little, like, I gave a little bit last week, but like a backstory of how we came up with this. We were trying to describe a game to each other, and then we realized that it was like a really poor explaining of it. And then Rodney's like, it would be funny if you just came on and tried to explain games terribly, and we'd have to try to figure out what it was. And that was like months ago. I think that was even before like COVID happened. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, that would kind of be a funny little thing to do. It's like if your grandma is trying to tell you like, oh, I bought you this game, son, and it looks like you're this guy and you do this. So it's like a really not terrible, but like a generic description of a game that you have to try to figure out. And we're gonna do some tweaking. I wrote out my first description, and I don't know whether I should read the description like your grandmother's trying to do it or just like a generic one, but we're gonna give it a shot, see how it goes. So yeah, everyone cool? Everybody understand the rules?
We're gonna give it a shot.
Give it a shot, see how it works.
So the obviously we'll
now yours.
Yeah, so obviously we'll review what the question was last on the next podcast for this week, and then Will and I will guess what it is, and then we'll announce what it is.
Yeah, so Will and Ronnie don't know what the game is. We tested it out. I tested it on Will and Ronnie. This is not the one I'm going to do today. I will do this one for you guys, but I gave I read the description of the game to Rodney, and he got it before I even finished the first sentence, and then I gave the exact same description to Will, and he still, and it was like 2 weeks ago, and he still hasn't figured it out, and I told him what it was yesterday. So my hope is that, you know, it's generic enough that, you know, you're going to have to think about it, but it's not too difficult, and hopefully fun.
We want everyone to have a chance.
Yeah, we want everybody to have a chance. So some people are going to be like, oh man, they're just going to know what it is because they're going to play the game. So it could be not your week this week, but it might be next week. Who knows? Who knows? It's a game show. Ah.
You got four chances. So
cool. So give us the question.
It's a game description.
Yeah, or give us the game description.
What's
that game?
We'll figure this out. by the time the contest happens, we'll have this dialed in, but... For now, here's the game description. You are a lost adventurer making your way through an old, forgotten world filled with ruined cities and dark caverns. Dragon and monsters roam the land. The rulers of these worlds need some defeating, and that's where you come in. These lords rule with tyranny and fear, and left undefeated, you may spend the rest of your days lost in this mysterious, dangerous place. That's the description of the game. So... Actually, you guys have to guess what it is.
Not a hot fucking clue what game that is.
Definitely an RPG, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm. If it helps anybody, I try not to use any of the titles. Like, if the game is... I'm going to use Halo as my example for all of this. So if the game is Halo, I'm never going to say Halo. And... if the game is Halo, it can be Halo 1 through 6. Like, if it's a game series, I will try to keep it where, like, if you guess, like, I'm guessing Halo 3, and somebody else is like, I'm not doing anything specific, I'm doing it by game series. So you can guess any game in the series, and we'll give it to you. Maybe if a game is different enough, like, if there's a huge difference in the game, we'll tell you guys, or we'll make it known. But for right now, and this is a larger title, like maybe we'll get into some more obscure stuff later, but this is a larger, I'd say it's a AAA game.
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I hope so. I don't want to be guessing fucking indie games.
Yeah. It's Worm Joe. No, I don't know. But yeah, it could be anything, but we're going to keep it, pretty big game right now. So it's anybody's game. It's the ball's in your court now.
Cool.
I guess they have a week.
Yeah. Well, every week we'll update the question on the website, and you guys. So if you don't answer the question by the time the next podcast episode comes out, then
I feel like we shouldn't reveal it. Like, I mean, we should leave it up until it gets guessed. But I mean, once we get to the
We have to give you a new one, Cole, I think every week we should reveal, so some people know they got, oh yeah, then I got it right, I'm now in the draw.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you get it right, we'll reveal it, but if nobody gets it,
oh, then we just, won't, yeah, because then it'll just bring it back.
Yeah, then it'll just roll over, and basically it's just going to stay up until you guess what it is. So, do you want me to read the description one more time, or
no, we got it. If you go to the website, and there will be an audio clip from the podcast of the actual description, so you can just listen to it again. And
I wish everyone luck.
Good luck, adventurers.
Damn, I wish I could get my $50 gift card.
Yeah, $50, and it's not going to be a $50 gift card every week. We were talking about what some of the prizes should be,
every month.
To give you guys some every month, just some heads up. I've been collecting Pokemon cards like crazy, and I got an Impidimp deck, so I was like, man, we should all sign an Impidimp card, and then we, because Impidimp is Rodney's favorite Pokemon from the Glaren region, and we had a few episodes where Rodney was just going off about Impidimp, so I thought it would be funny to throw some, so it could be like a ready to play in a tournament used deck for Pokemon, or it could be a $50 gift card, or we could a game that's coming out, we might buy you that game on Steam or like as a gift on one of the
send you an Adimpadimp Pokemon card with my face on the Adimpadimp.
That would be hard to do. I don't know how I could pull that off, but
it's just the Adimpadimp card with my face taped onto the card.
Yeah, that would be funny. Just laminated. Or there could be some cool stuff, like we've got our store, so you could get like a some merch from the store, a t-shirt or a hat or something like that. So every month it'll be different. What could it be?
Yeah, but first month it's going to be a gift card of your choice, either for Steam, Microsoft, Nintendo, or PlayStation.
It's got to be video game. You're not allowed to have that MasterCard or Visa.
I mean, or Google Play if they're a fucking mobile gamer. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm also for the game show for Guess That Game or What's That Game. We gotta really nail home the title. I'm not going to do mobile games or anything right now. These are going to be like console or PC games to start with. And then maybe we'll branch off.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But so yeah, like I said, Patreons get entered in for free. So if you guys want to become a Patreon, go to patreon.com/videogamesnow and check out the tiers. Can I read the tiers? Because I think they're cute.
Yeah, but before you read the tiers, also, if you are a Patreon, you get to listen to this podcast a day early, which means by the time it comes out for everybody else, the thing might already be guessed. So it's another incentive to
get in there early. It doesn't like reveal it on the website though. You'll put in your answer, and then it'll tell you if you got it right or not, and then that you've been entered into the draw, but it doesn't like reveal it for everybody else. So
yeah.
Okay, I gotta go to my page, our Patreon page and view page. Okay, so our tier levels, there's four of them, for the $5. What the fuck? Patreon's so weird sometimes. Sorry. Patreons, why can't I just look at what the tiers are? Dudes, why is this? Maybe because I'm logged in and it knows that I'm the creator. I don't know. Kind of doesn't make much
maybe
sense.
I'll go to the tiers. Fill time for me. Play me out, boys.
No, I'm here. We go. Okay, so we got the Bronze Melons Club.
That's funny. Holy shit, for five bucks a month.
Yeah. And then we got the Demon tier, which is silver for $10 a month. The Hot Roddy Fan Club, which is gold, and then we got the Rock Hard Onyx for true gamers, which is $50
There's
a month.
No Wizards tier? Thanks. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, we can make
we
a new one.
The Melons one because, $1 when was the last time we had Mark?
Yeah.
That's true. No, I think the Melons Club is funny. You should just make a random, like the lowest possible tier is the Wizards tier.
Well, we could make a $1 tier called the Melons Club, and then we can make a Wizards Cup tier. I don't know.
That's funny.
That.
The Wizards
Cup.
The Wizards Cup. Well, cool. Fuck, it took you forever to get a goddamn graphic made for you.
It did. I'm still not even showing up anywhere.
Yeah. Well, when Will wasn't on the podcast forever, I would, like, put your face over Will's face on the album art.
Yeah. It's, That was a good bit.
But your hat, your wizard hat, and your illustration would like cover up the P and the O of podcast. I'm like, God,
you got to like layering.
Well, I got to actually make a new banner anyway, which is not relevant to anybody listening. Anyway, so let's wrap up the podcast. But yeah, so become a Patreon and enter our thing, videogamesnow.ca, and we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
See you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.